having this meeting until next week, so my apologies. So we're all here.
We did something at bid 48 story 1, and we did have a good number of bidders. As you recall, the first round we only had one. On May 14th, 2029 bid will receive from Boone County and Story County's joint drainage district of the 28th and 1 main open ditch repair project. Engineer's estimate for the base bid of the project was $171,500. All bidders were responsive. The bids are summarized as follows. The low bidder, Quality Drainage Solutions, Sac City, Iowa, $162,110. Iowa Earthwork LLC, Iowa, $163,510. Rizal Excavating Incorporated, Perth, Iowa, $164,313. Winnow Excavating LLC, Construction and Development LLC, Cebu, Iowa, $192,984. Pedersen Excavating, Humboldt, Iowa, $201,266. Oven Tiling Incorporated, Stratford, Iowa, $209,310. X Dozer Incorporated, Ogden, $210,325. And Keller's Excavating, Boone, Iowa, $256,42. The bidder was 5% below the engineer's estimate for the project and was determined to be the lowest responsible bidder. Boltman Inc. has reviewed the bid documents submitted. Therefore, Boltman Inc. recommends award of the Boone and Story County's Joint District Numbers 28-1 Main Ditch Repair Project to Quality Drainage Solutions for the bid amount of $152,110. The bid tabulation is attached. So, certified. So, yes. So, I guess at this point, we consider awarding a contract for the repairs of 28 Boone Story 1 to Quality Drainage Solutions. So, a motion to bid at $162,110.
I make that motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Story, second by Bill. Roll call, Story County.
Aye.
Okay, that's all ayes in Story County, Boone County.
Aye.
All ayes in Boone County, so motion is carried. All right.
Kimberly, I just want to say Justin is battling with Quality Drainage is here today. If there's any questions the board or joint boards have of him, they indicated that construction could start soon here in the next couple months. So, one part of the project, he'll focus exclusively on that.
Okay. Well, thanks for the bid. Appreciate it. Okay, I guess, is there any other issues before us? So I guess we entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. This is Lisa. So moved.
Been moved by Story County. I'll let it second. Boone County. All in favor of Story County?
Aye.
The county, all eyes in Boone County?
Aye.
All eyes here. So meeting is adjourned. Thanks pretty much for calling.
Thank you.
See you again.
Have a good one.
Here, but
got, oh, okay. Well, yeah.
You entered 8957 91. If this is correct, press 1. There is one other participant in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Oh, this is Jerry Chianti. Is Marshall County there? It's Marshall County, correct?
Yeah.
They might not. They might not. I wouldn't expect them.
I didn't expect them. They approved this.
Right.
Right. So yeah, we don't have them on.
Right.
But okay, there's somebody on.
It says one can person. I ask on, can I ask who's on call?
Other than Darren.
Okay. Hi, Darren. Okay. Okay, so we're going to expect Marshall County on. It is 8:15 on May 20th, 2020. I will call to order the meeting of Stroud County Drainage District Trustees. And we have a special note to the public. Due to COVID-19, we are limited to 10 people in a meeting, which is why we are doing this meeting remotely. The meeting is to consider approval of an agreement to allow a private landowner to pull water from the main tile of Drainage District Marshall Story 3. Scott, do you want to give us a summary of what's going on so far?
Yeah, so what's going on is there's a dairy in Marshall County that's, I think it's Blood Dairy. The owner is Kevin Blood, I think it's Blood Dairy, it's in the application. But for the last 15 years, he's been pulling water from the main tile of an internal Marshall County drainage system that I don't have the name to speak to or number whatever it is. And he's expanding his operation. He purchased additional land to expand that land and he's part of Joint District Marshall Story 3. And he would like to pull water from Marshall Story 3 tile to use his dairy operation in addition to water that's already pulling from the other tile. Marshall County said they haven't had a problem with him, with the one he's been using for about 15 years. He's been doing that lease. He's been very responsive in really good conditions, but I don't think there have been issues with the tile itself that he's doing right now. This, I think it's a win-win for the county. He's taking pressure off the tile, and he's avoiding. He wins because he doesn't have to hook up the little water, and the district comes out again because he's taking pressure off the main tile. We're using 12. We've been in touch with Ethan. He has several suggestions for the agreement that Kevin submitted an agreement, and Ethan wanted that. A way to get out of the both parties to stop out of the agreement that wasn't working out. So the Marshall County did have that. They have the agreements for 5 years automatically renewing 5 times, 25 years, and then you have to take action to formalize a new agreement.
I have a question.
Right.
Look at number 3. I'm not sure, and I'm sorry I didn't look at this before. I'm not sure about the wording. It says the district shall allow company unimpeded access to said tile, and such access shall be granted to company for an initial term of 5 years, beginning on June 1, 2020, and on May 31, 2025. That says the initial term is for 5 years, but gives a 15-year.
Right, after the amendment, it continues to have the expiration, the agreement renews automatically.
That's it.
Over 5 years.
Is it supposed to be 5 years for the initial term or 15 years for the initial term? Or 20?
Where are you looking at? I'm sorry.
Oh, 2025. Excuse me. Never mind. I'm wrong. I was reading at 2045 for some reason.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's fine. It's fine. I was thinking
it was.
Or maybe I'll have to be at 25,000. Okay, that's good. Never mind.
And so adding that ability for the party to opt out, that's what we want. They have to be agreeing if that was not part of the.
And Marshall didn't care.
Again, where I'm just trying to look at the agreement. Where do you see that?
It's attached to the agenda.
Yeah, scroll down.
You just scroll down.
Yeah, so number 3.
Are you on
so
the agenda?
I'm looking at, oh, is this still the old one that I'm looking at? That had all of the signatures on there?
Right. So number 3 is not considered one.
Okay, that's it. I just pulled up an old one and stuff. That's why I... Okay, that's it. Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions about it?
None for me.
And Lisa and I both been talking to Supervisor Pat in Marshall County several times.
Yes.
Okay. So,
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Edmonds?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. It's approved. Is there anything else on the agenda?
No.
Okay, in that case, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Seddon?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you. Pardon me for my eyes are focusing out this morning.
Yep. So I do know that his attorney wanted all of us to sign it and then it's to be all notarized.
Be notarized. So you could show it in our office individually. And
right. So it's notarized. That was just the one thing that his attorney had requested. And so Marshall County's already signed and had it all notarized.
I'll sign it now. Yeah. Shelley.
We have
two
copies.
You have two copies.
Marshall copy for us and a copy for Kevin.
Right. So there's three copies.
So, if we're doing it right now, that's fine. I need to go back and grab a hand wipe. I didn't have time to.
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
Just
in
back of myself, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shelley just tells me it's my job to make a signature.
Good enough.
That's what I figured. So the next one's 8:30? Good. I'll be on time for it.
Oh, I'm glad you're on.
Well, yeah, that worked. I
was late, but there were certain reasons.
Yeah, I just saw the Boone County wasn't ready. And I just didn't get back to email yesterday after a long meeting. I was like, oh no. So I sent a text to both Lisa and Lars that Lisa saw it and Lars didn't. It was wrong anyway, so everybody was here. So what are we doing this time? This is Lake City Levies against is DV. Franklin 95. What am I?
There should be an attachment, but make sure it's there and
if there's
issues,
pass
as well.
Well, okay. I think it's.
I'm good
because I don't see it. Well, I've got the one up that says agenda 2 and agenda 4. Well, we've got a copy in it. Are not big numbers.
Mostly.
Rich and 20 is.
But Jake, we're doing that. That's good. Yeah, the
number of
politics.
Okay. Have you seen the levy numbers?
Yes. Thank you.
Now, which are they attached to then?
Agenda 4, right?
Yes. Sure. There were those. I scan the agenda 4. And then realized that I had not attached the attachment. So I re-scanned the attachment, but somehow I sent the one to Shelley for posting that did not have the attachment. That attachment was posted correctly.
I've got it now. Yeah.
So electronics are fun.
Yeah. All fun.
I know.
Hey, Shelley.
All right, good. I am now.
Oh, these are the ones to sign.
The
sign. What are they not signing yet?
Shelley, I'll just go from that. Well, I'm
going to
consider
another
notary. I'm
going to
sign.
Just go from tab to tab.
We have an agreement that
this
is Mercer County,
Mercer
County. So they're all
signing. We're all signing.
You
need
to swear
you know
it.
So we're signing for the notary.
Oh, God.
Which one is the line? Do you know it?
When I hear go from tab to tab, it's kind of cloudy.
Yeah.
You said I missed one. So
no, I got one. Right. I just did one. I said you know,
the reason.
And
it's
ours.
Yeah, I went to the state of Alaska.
What about our copies?
There's our copies. So I'm still
okay.
Okay.
And
sign.
I think that one was the first page.
I found two.
Yeah, I said some.
You said one.
I said one, and then I found more.
All right,
is the second page on each, just so you know?
Got it. I have a guide. I see L's above me.
Okay. That's a good catch,
bud. Yeah,
okay.
So, they're on the agenda. Okay. I've got the most recent one. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the
point. Okay.
And we told them that we were very sorry about the documentation that was missing on the agenda.
Yeah. And that three, so we just learned the pitch.
That I added this morning. So.
Okay, got it now. Thank you.
I'm going to try and figure out what y'all said yesterday, so I'll see you later.
Oh!
I've got some notes that we need on the one. But I don't know. Check that.
Yeah, I'm actually
just
going to
text you
and say, so what
if
you're
going to
here?
I haven't been able to stop and pick it up. I asked Marianne to tell me when I could do that. She has a
master's
record. You want to meet her? Can I just get an original?
I thought she was going to meet you here at the parking lot. No?
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think she might be here.
If she is, have her bring it in. Can you text her? Thanks.
Yep. Yeah. I just texted them, so we'll find out what her reference is.
I think sometimes.
We'll begin calls from Grant 5, Grant 13, Richland 20.
Conservation Center about 8:15. Yeah, I didn't see that until 7:49 a.m. when I was in my car. That didn't work. Yeah. Marianne, I was driving at that time. If you can't find it.
Followed
You entered 8957 91. If this is correct, press 1. To re-enter your access code, press 2. You are the only participant in the conference.
Hold on here.
You call in?
Yep.
That would be a good idea. You may hear an echo if you talk, but
yeah,
you can mute yourself.
Yeah, I can mute myself.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You're not calling in?
You entered access code 8957 91.
Yes, me.
Thank you.
No,
I'm muted.
Good morning. It is May 20th, 2020, and it's 8:33 a.m. We're a little late. Calling to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, meeting as Story County as Drainage District Trustees. Our agenda today is a special note to the public. First, due to recommendations to limit gatherings to more than 10 people, we are providing electronic via conference call access to a meeting to the public. You also can check our recordings later on our website. The meeting is to consider approval of levies against Drainage Districts Grant Number 5, Richland Number 10, Warren Number 11, Grant Number 13, Richland Number 20A, Richland 20 Sub B, Howard 27, Howard 41, Lincoln 42, New Albany 75, Richland 81, and Franklin 95.
Did he miss a couple of them?
I hope
no.
Not.
No, I'll cover that.
Okay.
You'll cover it? Okay, great. So we have some information that's been given us by the Drainage District Clerk. So, Scott, I would ask you, would you like to summarize what we're doing here today?
Yeah. And just to start, because of what Lisa brought up, there are 14 districts on the sheet. Two of them are not being levied, but they're there just so we're aware that they are in the red, that they are clear up with that waiver payments. They are Richland 20.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're not levying because it's this was a project to put a culvert under the railroad about 2 miles south of Pinal, and several owners opted to waive their payments for a period of 50 years. We're in the fourth year of that.
Okay.
So the debt that's on there will be covered by the waiver payments over time. Same thing on the other one, which is Milford 32. It has 2 years remaining of waiver payments. The payments that are still outstanding will more than cover the debts.
Okay, so there's
so
there
for
informational purposes. And that's why they were not listed on the agenda. Okay, super. Thank you for clarifying that, both of you.
Yes.
So this point down the list, obviously being levied, some of the most being levied because they're in the red, some are not in the red, but their projects are anticipated by secondary roads and or IRBM. Grant 5, we've already promoted Grant 5. We currently have a $222,717.09 negative balance, just engineering fees, and there's a little bit of work that our IRBM people have out there as well, pressure and control. Lisa Markley has been recommending that we levy this for the last year, just because of the way the interest is doing. The project is starting over, but if we keep it off, then the interest is really about, at least it's estimated about $30,000 in interest right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks out there are going to be paying enough by looking at this. So the recommendation is to levy for the the deficit plus $30,000. I've added approximately another $10,000 on there. As soon as they talk to Kent, it's going to be $3,000 or $4,000 over the coming 5 and a half. No matter what happens, we're going to, that extra $10,000 is going to be used up really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're going to have an annexation meeting when we can get back to having an in-person meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's a $39,000, almost a $40,000 third quarter revenue, just a $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's been policy in all our districts. We have something carried forward that allows us to have a surplus at the revenue districts that we feel to.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the second one versus
okay.
The
so because all of these, we have to levy these by June, they'll see these on their September statements
then?
Okay. So,
you know, we're levying now because under the code, you must certify levies to the treasurer before the May 31st.
Okay.
In order for payments to be charged a late fee if they pay their due taxes September 30th. If you don't levy by May 31st, you can still say they're due by September, but they're not late and can't become less than being late until the following year. And September should be September 2021,
okay.
Which is why we have to do levies prior to May 31st.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
Which one, 10, that's just that's one that our IRBM wants to do some work in there. It was roughly $1,800 balance right now. We have $3,680 in expected billings. That's IRBM wanting to do some work on the old condition that district. Again, after the following the completion of the work, we have a $2,000 surplus. When we do surpluses, I like to have at least $2,000 in there, just because any repair is going to be $1,500. With larger districts, we'll have a $5,000 period for work. This risk district's where the most estimate is only $8,345, so $5,000 would be a significant amount of the original value of the district. Try not to give up 100% of the district, but close to 100% as a period for that surplus. 111, IRBM wants $4,000 for brush control. They've got a quote on this one. They've secured quotes from a contractor on several of our districts. They're going to be using some contract spraying for some of their ditches. So they'll be building some of the brush removal that they have the equipment to handle. As far as regular maintenance, they want to have an outside contractor for doing some of the maintenance. Harden and Hamilton Compass is in the studio, so we'll talk about that. Again, there was a surplus after the levy because the original assessment for 11 is almost $31,000. We wanted a $5,000 surplus in that district. Grant 13, again, there's work being done there by IRBM, brush removal, contract spraying over the next 3 years. The smaller districts, so that one may end up with a smaller period of about $2,000 over in the Arkansas 790 district, I guess, $5,000 in assessment. It's going to really add to the district, right? You can almost get the smaller period for it that's had so much done in over the last few years. I wouldn't be comfortable with that small amount. Skipping to version 20, going to version 20A. We've got an investment index for Null. There's a kind of long history of drainage problems in Null. And last year, the Secretary of Roads Department removed a large tree of Florida tile. That's been an issue for years and years and years in the property owner county to get the tree removed. So that's what we see, it's the cost of removing the tree. And again, it's a smaller district. They'll have a $2,000 amount for it for after the census are paid. Version 27.3, this is the work they just completed in December of last year, I believe, for the Joe new tile for the railroad about a quarter mile south of Vernal. This is the north of the Richmond 20 culvert several years ago. And we have all the numbers for that one. So it's about 1,000 in the red. Culvert 27, again, this is just one that regular meeting by Secretary of Roads, repairs and wooden tiles and such, and put this in the red. that to the processor. I'm going to work for this up to put $11,527 original assessment, so I'm recommending a $10,000 for each on that one. Code 41, again, this is just trying to rid the regular means of secondary release on how it goes and such. We can review also, just being by secondary release. We have a constant balance right now that secondary release has some work out there. We know we need to do, and they gave me this estimate for billings, $2,897. That's just an estimate for Medicare secondary release. For many of the things we push through this or for that by the end of the summer. Normally 75 is the same thing as Lincoln 42. We have a positive balance, but secondary erosion just states for this summer, you know, this spring and summer, go for the bits into the rad. Question 81, again the same thing. Doesn't just be a work out there, it's going to exceed the amount of money that's in this for fun. And finally, Franklin 95 is another one where we have existing work for secondary roads and standard for this for the end of the grant by the end of summer. Just a couple of notes on this. For these districts, Grant 5, Grant 13, 1995, Personal 20 Sub 3 are substantial levies. We should give owners the option of waiving the payments on those districts. The way the code is written, you can waive any acceptable $500 per parcel can be waived. So somebody could potentially have $1,000 on 10 parcels and a parcel of $200. It may be bad. If we had one parcel, it's $200 to $700, they can waive payments on $700 parcel. And waivers was a for 30, 10, 20 years, 7 more. At interest rate 6%. I'd recommend 10 years. Especially if they're 5 because they're going to get more, and we don't want to have them stepping away from payments because they try to work progresses there.
So you said just for Grant 5, I thought you said a couple others.
You said Franklin 95?
Yes. Grant 5, Grant 13, Franklin 95, and Listman 20 sub 3.
And you set an interest rate or suggest an interest rate?
That's what the county has been using.
Waived for 10 years at 6% interest.
Yes.
So it's still the last one.
Yeah, but not all of them will qualify.
Now, the first one, Grant 5.
I got that.
The fourth one, Grant 13.
I got that.
The seventh one, Grant 20 sub 3.
Thank
Richland
you.
The Richland, I'm sorry, Richland 20, and then Richland 14.
Got it. That's, I missed the Richland one as we were running.
So we might consider a motion for those separate from the others.
Okay.
We can make one motion to cover it all and just specify that those four
we try to do it in one motion.
Typically, we've done this in one motion.
Any questions before we?
None.
Okay. I would entertain a motion. Consider approval of levies against the drainage districts listed, but waiving on 10-year waiver at 6% interest for Grant 5, Grant 13, Richland 20, Sub 3, and Franklin 95, as recommended.
Yes.
Did you say all four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Not
tonight,
but
morning.
So moved. Second. I can't remember who was first.
Okay, further discussion? Not Hedlund?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion carried. Anything else then?
No.
If not then, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Hedlund?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you.
You ever feel like we're on a teeter-totter going back and forth? Aye.
We're getting good at it.
Was this recorded?
Yes.
Yes. Just like
book
loud enough to realize my mic
wasn't
on tonight.
Sometimes
it picks up the people in the room.
So yeah, hopefully it
it's actually